101.
Kibolia residents oppose a proposed chemical castration law for child defilers. Senior Chief Chaibila elated with the construction of Chalata Police. And in African news, Poblio criticizes Equatorial Guinea prisons as he winds up Africa tour. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Some residents of Chibolia compound in Lusaka have opposed the proposed introduction of chemical castration for men convicted of child defilement. Speaking in an interview, the residents had described the proposed law as too harsh, arguing that some offenders commit such crimes under the influence of drugs. They have since called for stronger measures to regulate and control drug abuse, which they believe is a major contributing factor to such offences. The residents further stated that existing prison sentences are sufficient punishment for rape and defilement cases.
When defilement, which means the pain of Nopanga got him and Kwaranga no one normal, but otherwise, you must look at them and I'm taking up or taking up.
What do you see in Gazo? That's the Mangiwa, Lamorib, Mangi, but I'm just a weapon of Mangi on your man. Where's your voice now?
CPI. You are CPI, you know what?
Senior Chief Shaibila of Chalata area in Mukushi district, Lloyd Mwape, has commended the government for the construction of the police post, describing it as a significant step towards improving security in the community. Mr. Mwape said the new facility has replaced the previously inadequate arrangement where officers operated from a house, a situation he noted was not conducive for effective service delivery. He added that the development will enhance law enforcement operations and help address crime in the area. However, he has appealed to the government to consider constructing staff houses for officers, stating that many currently travel the long distances daily, affecting their efficiency.
And the police was given a house which they were using as a police post, but at present, the facility that the government has given us is very modern. Due to that, it has got cells, and it has got waterborne toilets inside. Even the offices are special. On this one, I think we are thanking the government very much for what it has done for us. And another thing, I think it has given us the police post. We also need at least 3-4 houses for the officers. The officers that are manning this station here are coming from which is almost some 35-40 kilometers from here. They come here every morning, and in the evening they go back, which means they have to spend some small money going there and coming back.
Mungule Ward Councillor Kelvin Mutende has acknowledged concerns raised by residents of Kayosha's 15 miles area over key development challenges. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Mutende said the need to expand Kayosha Clinic is valid, as the facility is currently too small for the growing population. He noted that land for expansion has now been secured, following a court ruling paving way for development under the Constituency Development Fund. And on education, Mr. Mutende disclosed that about 75 desks will soon be delivered to Kayosha Secondary School, alongside the completion of the 1x3 classroom block. He also confirmed the plans to construct a police post once funding is secured. Mr. Mutende was responding to concerns raised by residents during a Kombon Radio program, My Right, My Voice, My Right.
So what we've done is, as you may be aware, Kayosha Clinic has got no space to expand the clinic. So what we did was, there's a place called the Kapini Project, place which wanted to expand the clinic. Unfortunately, on the way, some years back, some people were claiming to say that land is for the village, until that matter was taken to court, and the court was kind enough to dispose of the case, and that land was given to the Ministry of Health. So I'm sure by the next CDF will look at that area to expand the clinic for Kayosha, since we have got now land.
The Zambia Anglican Council, in partnership with the Five Talents, has launched the Chikwama Thriving Initiative, a program aimed at improving livelihoods among marketeers and small-scale farmers. Zambia Anglican Council presiding bishop, Reverend Dennis Milanzi, says the initiative will help ease the burden faced by traders in various markets and support small-scale farmers across the country. He explained that the program is designed to uplift vulnerable communities through financial empowerment.
Helping the poor recover their true identity as beloved children of God and their true vocation as faithful stewards of this creation. Brothers and sisters, the Zambian reality we address is well known to all of us. The majority of our people live and earn in the informal economy. Our mothers trading in Soweto, Kamwala, Chisokone, and Chachacha markets. Our youth vending airtime and braai at the town center. Our small-scale farmers in Eastern Province, Luapula, Northern Central, and Lusaka provinces who carry remarkable hustle, but too often without the financial tools to turn their daily efforts into lasting wealth. Many of our brothers and sisters remain outside the formal banking sector, vulnerable to Kalova.
Meanwhile, Zambia Anglican Council outreach programs board chairperson, Archbishop Albert Chama, has described the initiative as a major step towards addressing poverty and vulnerability. He says the program will focus on saving